How effective are storm drains in Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County? As KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports, the recent thunderstorms put some of them to the test.
Damian Cole has lived at the Riverside Artist Lofts in downtown Reno for a dozen years. So when he saw rain clouds roll in two Sundays ago, he headed straight to the building's lobby. Here he is in a social media video.
Now I'm trying to prevent the water from coming in the building. See how there's water all the way over the sidewalk? Because once that drain is over flooded, it's not big enough. It has nowhere else to go.
In the video, Cole shows the street sidewalk submerged in water. It's so deep you can't even see the storm drains. Mark Deutschendorf, a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service in Reno, says the storm hit the northern half of the city the hardest.
We only average a little more than 7 inches for an entire year. Getting 1/7 of our annual rainfall in an hour is pretty impressive.
The deluge caused disruptions throughout Washoe County, including a mudslide in Red Rock, the closure of the Rock Boulevard underpass, and rushing water through city streets. Some areas experience what's called a 100-year rainfall, meaning there is a 1% chance it'll happen in any given year. But throughout the city of Reno, the storm drains are really only equipped to handle 5-year storms, says John Simpson, the engineering manager in the utility service department.
The storm drain doesn't have capacity after you get to a 5-year event. So the pipe's going to be full of water, and so after that, really your roadway becomes the drainage mechanism.
There are 500 miles of storm drain pipe in the city, and some are a century old. Widening them or adding more or any kind of capital improvement project isn't cheap. In 2023, Reno City Council discussed creating a stormwater fee to address the backlog of infrastructure needs. However, those conversations dried up. Aaron Smith, the director of operations for Washoe County, says it's a balancing act for elected officials to accept risk.
Is it going to impact senior programs or schools, or if a stormwater asset fails and it is going to cover a road, those people can't get to work? And then making sure that we're doing environmentally friendly practices.
It's a politically fraught conversation, and one that probably won't wash away anytime soon as climate change increases extreme weather. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.